Hi, everyone. Today we'll be reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this, we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. Now, we said at the beginning of covering this book, 1 John, a couple weeks ago, that this book is a bit all over the place. It covers a lot of different themes at different spaces. Sometimes it feels like it's covering all the themes at the same time, and it's in some kind of stream of consciousness, seemingly kind of random order at times. And for most, or really all of chapter 3 here up to this point, John has been talking about sin, about righteousness, about how we shouldn't be sinning if we're children of God, and how we should love one another because we're children of God. And then there's this kind of a shift here, because what John has been saying is very binary, very black and white. He's saying, like, you either are a child of God or you're of the devil, right? That's where he's going here. But then here he kind of becomes a little more maybe relational, I would say. He says this, by this we shall know that we are the truth. Now, this is something he keeps on saying, by this, by this, by this. And he's saying you are in the truth, you're in the light, you're a child of God. It seems like he's going to make another big binary kind of statement again. But this seems like it's kind of a pause almost from all of that before. It's like right here, he's like saying, I've been saying some fairly blunt, black and white, almost extreme kind of things that might make you feel like you don't measure up. And well, if that's how you feel, then what he says here in verse 20 is, for whenever our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. What's going on here? When he says our hearts condemning us, he's talking about when our minds, our hearts, our emotions, maybe different spirits come and they make us feel down on ourselves. And maybe some of John's audience, maybe ourselves included, we read a lot of this book and we're like, man, I don't know if I'm in the light. I have all these sin struggles. I struggle to love my brother. Maybe I'm not righteous. Maybe I'm not pure. Maybe I'm not a child of God. And to that, what John is saying is that whenever your heart is coming to you, condemning you like this, remember, God is greater than your heart. What Jesus has done is greater than the judgment or the condemnation that you may feel. God is greater than those judgments, than those voices, than whatever may come to try to bring you down. In verses 21 to 24 here, he kind of repeats some of these themes again about following Jesus' commandments, but he's making it really clear here that, you know, his commandment is to just believe, to follow Jesus and to love one another, right? That's his commandment, that's what we need to do. And what he does is he closes out this chapter, this part here, and he says, by this, in verse 24, by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is, as far as I can see, the first reference to the Holy Spirit in this book, and it's an important one. Because if you kind of bring this whole passage together, when our hearts condemn us, when we're struggling, when we don't like know, like if we're good enough or we measure up, we can do anything. We remind ourselves God is greater. And as we struggle, as we strive to follow Jesus, follow his commandments, we remember his Spirit abides in us. Right? The Spirit he has given us. We have help. We're not on our own in this. If you think about this from a, like, through the whole Trinity, in a sense, right? It seems like God is the one who's like commanded us to live in righteousness. But Jesus showed us how, right? He gave us the ability to live in righteousness through his sacrifice on the cross. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us to give us power to do it, to live it out, to love one another, to follow Jesus with our lives. We are not on our own. Whenever we feel like we aren't good enough, in a sense, it's good news because you know what? God is the one who has to do it in us anyways. We trust that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit works in us to follow God. And when we're living with the Spirit, we live in victory and hope We can have joy knowing that it's not dependent upon us, but it's on God. Let's pray that we depend upon him, and let's pray that we can remind ourselves that God is greater. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this word. And Lord, I think a lot of us struggle with these words of condemnation that can come into our hearts, Lord. And we pray for freedom, for peace, for joy as we follow you, God. Won't you continue to work in our hearts? Help us as we strive to follow you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.